Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal government shutdown will not be fixed in a day or even two. Lawmakers won't take up another stopgap measure until at least Friday due to Yom Kippur holiday tomorrow. ABC's Alex Perchet is in D.C.
We're already seeing about 750,000 furloughed workers. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. And we've got tens of thousands of essential workers who are working, being forced to work without a paycheck. Those are TSA officers, air traffic controllers, also members of the military, ICE agents as well. But going forward, the longer this shutdown plays out, the more of a concern it is.
On a conference call with House Republicans today, the OMB director warning a reduction in force or layoffs targeting furloughed federal employees could begin in the coming days. Payroll processor ADP showing the economy lost 32,000 jobs last month, opposite of what analysts projected to add jobs. On Wall Street, stocks ended up, investors shrugging off the shutdown. This is ABC News. Months after a wildfire ravaged a historic area of the Grand Canyon, the park's north rim is set to reopen.
On the 4th of July, lightning started what was named the Dragon Bravo Fire. In the last 3 months, a Dragon Bravo Fire burned over 145,000 acres, or about 200 square miles of land, and it took out a big chunk of the buildings around the Grand Canyon's north rim. Now, firefighters have full containment around the fire, and so the north rim of the Grand Canyon is being reopened to visitors. It gives public access to Point Imperial, the northernmost point in Grand Canyon National Park. The newly opened areas will be accessible until the first snowfall or November 30th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In the Atlantic, Umberto has dissolved and Imelda is strengthening into a Category 2 hurricane. A hurricane warning now in effect for Bermuda. Umberto, though, helped drag Imelda away from the U.S. mainland, but rough surf and rip currents remain a threat. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Your forecast for tonight: lows in the mid-50s, partly cloudy, and winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mostly or more sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it is 75 degrees, and before we head to news, I want to let you know that you can enter in this hour for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest with WRCO and Civic Media. The keyword this hour is quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R. Use the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and hit the text button to send the keyword quarter, and you're entered to win.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. In coordination with the Baraboo Police Department and the Lake Delton Police Department, the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition conducted compliance checks at local businesses in August. Before the checks, establishments were reminded that checks were coming and received information on how to properly check IDs. During the checks, trained buyers under 21 years old attempted to purchase alcohol with their own ID. Out of 32 checks in the city of Baraboo, 6 establishments sold alcohol to youth. This means 81% of Baraboo retailers refused the sale and followed the law. In 2024, only 50% of Baraboo retailers checked refused the sale of alcohol to a minor. The jump from 50% last year to 81% this year marks a significant improvement and shows that retail education efforts are making an impact. Out of 28 checks in Lake Delton, 7 establishments sold alcohol to youth. This means 75% of Lake Delton retailers refused the sale and followed the law. Eric Thunberg, chief of police for Lake Delton, said, "Unfortunately, we fell short of 100% compliance, and those employees who sold to youth received additional training and education to help them be successful." He added, "Our goal is to have 100% compliance, and we'll continue to partner with Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition to provide guidance and educational resources to alcohol retailers in Lake Delton." Compliance checks are about enhancing safety through awareness and education. Public Health Sauk County Health Educator Kate Hansen, who facilitates the coalition, explained that strong compliance with the law benefits both businesses and the community. When businesses check IDs and refuse underage sales, they reduce their own risk of fines or lawsuits. Importantly, they help prevent both the short-term harms linked to underage drinking, such as car crashes, vandalism, and violence, and long-term harms like addiction and problems with memory and learning. Alcohol compliance checks are just one tool used to reduce youth access to alcohol. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition also focuses on youth vaping, youth nicotine use, prevention, and other strategies to keep families healthy. The coalition meets every other month, and all community members are welcome to attend. For more information about the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition, visit p4psauk.org. A new report finds alcohol-induced deaths in Wisconsin declined since increasing during the COVID pandemic. The Wisconsin Policy Forum report examined deaths defined by the Centers for Disease Control as alcohol-induced, directly attributable to excessive drinking such as alcohol poisoning and certain liver, neurological, digestive, or other diseases. That excludes many deaths to which alcohol use may have contributed, like motor vehicle crashes, falls, cancers, suicide, or violence. Wisconsin recorded 1,076 alcohol-induced deaths in 2024, according to provisional CDC data, for a mortality rate of 18.2 per 100,000 residents. That's down from the pandemic, but well above levels dating back to 1999. In addition, Wisconsin's rate of alcohol-induced deaths has risen well above the national average, and the rate of alcohol-induced deaths among Black Wisconsinites that far exceeds that for all Black Americans. A Madison area priest accused of child sex crime stood mute in Waupaca County Court Tuesday. 37-year-old Andrew Showers had not guilty pleas entered on his behalf on charges of attempted child enticement and attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child. Showers is accused of driving to Clintonville to meet up with a 14-year-old girl for sex, but that girl was in fact an undercover police officer. Showers had been serving at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Madison, but has since been barred from all church ministries by the Diocese of Madison. Homecoming week is currently underway in the Richland School District. This year's theme is Once Upon a Homecoming. Each day there are different dress-up days. Students and staff have already gone into the spirit with their attire. Carrie Stoltz is director of marketing for the Richland School District.
We had a lot of fancy dresses, some prom dresses got to make a new appearance, and then we had a couple beastly outfits so they could kind of be messy or grungy, or we actually had a couple of beasts. Mr. Lemke dressed up as the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, and Ms. Perkins was Belle. And then we had a student also make just this ridiculously amazing mask out of cardboard or something, a beast mask. And so that's really fun to see the kids get involved and really even. And, you know, we have this theme and we kind of think it's going to be one thing, but to have them even take it a step further with the creativity is really fantastic to see.
There are other fun events being held during the week. Today and tomorrow, class volleyball tournaments will take place during Hornet Hour. Tomorrow night, there will be a Powder Puff football game at 6:30 and a bonfire for the students will follow. Friday morning, there will be class skits. Friday afternoon will be the homecoming parade led by this year's Grand Marshal, Kiernan Culver is a senior at RCHS and a member of the student council.
So Brian Jones, this one's kind of special to me because he is my grandpa. But the reason we chose him this year is because he's retiring from the school district. He has worked for the school district for many years since 1988. He's been working as the director of operations and maintenance through the district. And he's retiring after 47 years of service. And he's also served on the Richland Center Fire Department for many years. And he's served as lieutenant, assistant fire chief, and then finally fire chief. So it's a really great opportunity to highlight this member of the community and appreciate him. And that's really exciting.
The parade will step off at 2:55 and will follow the same route as previous years. Also on Friday, this year's outstanding alumni will be honored in the West Commons of the high school. Carrie Stoltz says that the recipients are worthy of the honor.
We have two outstanding alumni, Philomena Poole and Francis Zeller, are both part of the class of 1975. There'll be a presentation for them before the football game on Friday after the parade. And yeah, we're really excited to honor some of our outstanding alumni who have been, you know, pillars of our community and really have done some incredible things once their time at Richland Center High School was over.
Friday night, the homecoming football game versus Dodgeville will kick off at 7, and the homecoming dance will be held Saturday night starting at 6:30. Show your Hornet pride during homecoming week this week in the Richland School District. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this evening. The all-you-can-eat pancake supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department is again flushing water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Thursday's schedule will include the Center Court Mobile Home Park, Wedgwood Subdivision, Bowman Drive, Foundry Drive, and Peebles Drive. Flushing will conclude Friday in the area of Highway 14 East Corridor, east of Foundry Drive to the east side of the city, including Walmart, Culver's, All-American Do-It Center, and Pleasant Valley Drive to the southeast reservoir. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Nominations are now being accepted for the 2026 Herb Cole Educational Foundation Teacher Fellowship and Principal Leadership Awards, honoring exceptional Wisconsin PK through 12 educators and school leaders. Nominations can be submitted online at coleeducation.org. Each award recipient receives $6,000, and their school will also receive a matching $6,000 grant. The principal nomination deadline is 5 o'clock Friday, October 3rd, and the teacher nomination deadline 5 o'clock Tuesday, November 11th. Each year, the foundation honors 100 teacher fellowships and up to 16 principal leadership awards statewide. The teacher fellowship recognizes educators who inspire a love of learning, motivate others, and demonstrate exemplary service in and beyond the classroom. The Principal Leadership Award honors school leaders who demonstrate outstanding administrative skill and foster a positive, collaborative school culture. To be considered, nominees must currently teach or serve as a principal in a Wisconsin PK through 12 school, plan to continue in their current role for at least one more year, and be nominated by a parent, student, fellow educator, school administrator, or community member. Following nomination, candidates must complete an application. To submit a nomination, visit coleeducation.org.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died September 22nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green this evening from now until 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge, died Sunday at the Northland Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lafarge Free Methodist Church, Lafarge Ambulance, or the Lafarge Senior Citizen Meal Site. The Vasatag Funeral Home and Crematory in Lafarge is serving the family of Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family of Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died last Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, October 8th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muskoday. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muskoday, next Wednesday, October 8th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Duane C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, October 8th at 11, at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home next Wednesday, October 8th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Duane C. Fralick, age 83. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, October 8th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again next Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, summer-like conditions continue across the middle of the country with a warm flow coming in from the south and southwest. Just some high-level clouds rolling through the sky. You have to get back out toward Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota to see a few sprinkles and stray showers, and they're generally drifting northward, not much of an impact on us. We do expect even warmer temperatures to move in over the next 3 days with a chance of breaking record highs, especially on Friday and Saturday. A little more humidity coming in as well, so it could be quite uncomfortable during the afternoons if you're engaged in some heavy outdoor activity. Otherwise, there will be some gusty winds developing later in the weekend. Might see some 30-mile-per-hour gusts out of the southwest. A weak cool front will try to move in late Sunday. Might spawn an isolated shower. A bit higher chance of some showers early next week. And it should cool back closer to normal as well. So finally, feeling a little more fall-like. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Some passing clouds. Low temperature just about 54 degrees. East-southeast wind 3 to 6 miles an hour. Partly cloudy to sunny and warmer tomorrow, high at 83, wind southeast to south up to 10. On Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, hot and humid, low 59, high up to 87. Saturday continued hot and sticky for October, plenty of sunshine and gusty winds, low 62, high about 88. Sunday, partly sunny, warm and humid with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 60, high 83. Monday, mostly cloudy, sharply cooler, chance of showers, low 54 with highs in the mid-60s. And Tuesday, any showers ending early, then turning partly sunny and comfortably cool with lows in the 40s, highs in the mid-60s. Enjoy that pleasant weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a partly sunny 76 degrees. 82 was our high today, while our morning low was 50. Yesterday's high, 87, and no precipitation. A record high on this day was set, actually a tie, back in 1971 and 2023 at 88. A record low, 27, set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 67 and our low 50. Sun set today at 6:43, sunrise tomorrow at 7. No precipitation. The barometer is at 30.11 as it rises slightly, and southwest winds are at 2 to 4. Again, it's 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports is brought to you by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Badgers have been using their bye week to shuffle some members of the offensive line around. Several linemen who have been sidelined by injuries are returning, and all should be back by the Michigan game. Bucky's Fifth Quarter reports that a major move is switching David Heinzen to center after his play at left tackle sent him to the bench. The normally strong Wisconsin running game has produced just 471 yards and 4 touchdowns during the 2-2 start of the season, averaging just above 3 yards a carry. The Brewers' top minor league hitter and pitcher have been named. Jesus Mate and Tyson Harden are winners of the Robin Yount Performance Award. Mate's talent is being compared to Jackson Julio or Churio, even though he was only 17 years old when the 2025 season started. Brew Crew Ball reports that he's Milwaukee's top prospect and number 3 overall in Major League Baseball. Harden was switched from reliever to starter and finished the season with a 6-5 record and an ERA of 2.72. He's ranked 7th among the team's minor league prospects. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has made a significant change to its coaching staff. Assistant head coach Kirk Penny has returned to his home in New Zealand after playing a role in creating one of the best Badger offensive efforts in history. Badger Blitz reports that nearly 81 points a game scored last season was the top effort in more than 50 years. Penny will be replaced by former guard Brad Davison, who has been playing in Europe. Coach Greg Gard says his return is an absolute win for the program.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no obligation review.
Texas's Arch Manning and Florida's DJ Lagway opened the season as Heisman Trophy hopefuls. Some even considered them frontrunners. The highly touted quarterbacks with TV commercials, endorsement deals, and probably as much name, image, and likeness money as anyone in college was supposed to be the next great ones at their schools. But a month into the season, Manning and Lagway are two of the most disappointing players in the Southeastern Conference. Manning and Lagway will share the spotlight Saturday when the 9th-ranked Longhorns open SEC play at Reeling, Florida in the Swamp. And rookie Dylan Gabriel will get his first NFL start on Sunday when the Cleveland Browns face the Minnesota Vikings in London. The Browns are benching Joe Flacco after he struggled to lead the offense in the first four games. Cleveland is 1-3, ranked next to last in scoring, averaging 14 points a game. And the team has scored 17 points or fewer in 9 straight games. Gabriel will be the 5th different starting quarterback in 10 games. Gabriel was selected in the 3rd round of April's draft. He has seen action in 2 games and completed 3 of 4 passes for 19 yards and a touchdown. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
If you're just tuning in this hour, you can enter right now for the WRCO and Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. All you got to do is load up the Civic Media app, which can be found on the Apple or Google stores. Select WRCO and hit the text button to send this hour's keyword of quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R, quarter. Send it in right now and you're entered to win great prizes, including a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, as well as being entered in for the grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota football game in November.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This year will mark the 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. WRCL will be proud to be a part of that with interviews with students and those that make it happen. Join us for update reports all week long leading up to the Ithaca School Fair Saturday. Update report sponsors include Driftless Area, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Door and Construction, and Town Taxi. For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at For Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@forpetesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake, fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiderers still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiderers, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn were higher Wednesday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed higher on short covering and technical buying. The trade is expecting generally solid harvest progress over the next several days. The lack of export demand from China to absorb some of that rising supply is the big bearish factor, but there was a little bit of renewed optimism about trade talks during Wednesday's session. November beans are up 11 and a quarter at 10.13. January was 10 and three quarters higher at 10.31. December bean meal was up 30 cents at 273.60, and December soybean oil was 93 points higher at 50.42. Corn closed modestly higher. Monitoring U.S. harvest activity and the mostly favorable planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil, ethanol production, stocks, and exports were all down in the week. December corn was a penny higher at 4.16 and a half, and March was up three quarters at 4.32 and three quarters. Chicago wheat was up, Kansas City and Minneapolis were down. Winter wheat planting weather mostly looks good, but some areas could use some rain. Development conditions in Argentina and Australia are non-threatening for the most part. December Chicago was up 1 and a quarter at 5.09 and a quarter. December Kansas City was down 2 and a quarter at 4.95 and a half. December Minneapolis was 5 and three quarters lower at 5.57. Live and feeder cattle were mixed ahead of this week's widespread direct trade. Box beef was mixed at midday. December live was down 27 at 234.50 and February held at 237.17. November feeders were down $1.75 at 357.60. January was 102 lower at 352.02. And hogs were lower, coming under cash and wholesale pressure. December lean was down $1.82 at 86.90 and February was 127 lower at 89.02. Kellen Havikin has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Good and happy.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffles Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffles Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I got 99 problems, but yield ain't one. And mamas don't let your babies grow up to sell soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Wiffles Hybrids.
Cash cattle trade had a few deals reported in parts of Nebraska on Wednesday at $360 on addressed basis, $5 lower than the last week's weighted averages. Some asking prices were starting around $237 to $240 in the south and $365 in the north. More traded volume is expected the rest of the week. Box beef closed lower. Choice was $256 lower at $368.47, and select was 36 cents lower at $346.89. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower, with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct market. Looks like most buyers have their near-term numbers in hand. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.82 lower, with a base range of $95 to $103 with a weighted average price of $143. Pork values closed $1.99 lower at $108.35. Bellies, loins, butts, ribs, and hams were lower. Picnics were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
When it comes to construction, start with a name you can trust, Harchi Lumber. Known for quality selection and competitive pricing, they've been building their reputation from the ground up since 1969. Before you begin your next project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. From lumber, drywall, and wood studs to windows, doors, roofing, insulation, cement, molding, and more, if you need it, they've got it. Build with confidence, build with quality, build with Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A member of the U.S. House Appropriations Committee says he's optimistic that lawmakers can come together to reopen the government. About 750,000 federal workers have been furloughed with the shutdown, and Michigan Republican John Molinar tells Brownfield,
"For what period of time, we don't yet know."
He says the shutdown could have been avoided if the Senate had passed a continuing resolution. More news is next.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Soybean prices responded higher to a social media post from President Trump that said soybeans will be a major topic of discussion when the U.S. meets with China next month. Angie Setzer with Consys Ag Consulting tells Brownfield,
"A lot of what had really frustrated farmers and ag industry members here over the last couple major high-level tariff conversations or trade conversations was soybeans had not even been discussed. In this instance here, he says soybeans are going to be the major topic of discussion."
An agronomist with Wiffles Hybrid says there are concerns about stock integrity in this year's corn crop. Robbie Meeker tells Brownfield,
"A lot of growers have focused on soybeans the last week to 10 days, and some of this stock quality is really deteriorating with the heat that we've had and with the disease pressure we've had. So just make sure that we're monitoring our corn stocks."
RFA says U.S. ethanol production drifted lower last week as producers continued seasonal maintenance. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Tassel Wrap
drop was a problem experienced in many Midwest cornfields this season. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Jeff Cernett, Agronomy Solutions Lead with Bayer Crop Science and an experienced corn breeder, says preventing the problem must begin in the corn breeding process. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Net, Agronomy Solutions Lead with Bayer Crop Science says corn tassels became tightly wrapped within the plant's upper leaves, interfering with pollination and potentially reducing yield.
Many of the tassel wrap problems this season were due to genetics by environment interactions. The tassels were tied up in the upper leaves of those genetics. Many of the tassels had poor lateral branching, and then the silks continued to develop due to growing conditions, which caused the pollen to not be able to properly complete the fertilization process. Now, the problems this season, they were not an industry issue, but more of a breeding selection issue within certain companies' germplasm pool. If attention's not paid to selecting away from these poor tassel characteristics, the problems can show up in the resulting hybrids that farmers plant. Now, environmental issues can make this more pronounced, but identifying genetics that can stand up to a wide variety of conditions is the place to start.
Cernett said tassel wrap was not a widespread issue in Bayer's DeKalb corn products this season.
We looked across not only across the Midwest, but across the United States this year. We've bred for tassels with more branching, good tassel exertion, and most importantly, the silking to pollen shed that's in synchrony to one another. Now, DeKalb products are developed using a pool of germplasm with genetics from not only North America, but from all over the world. And our breeders try to focus on removing risk from key times in the plant's life cycle, including pollination. That's a critical time to determining yield. And corn breeders select for tassel quality and silking synchronization and work to screen out germplasm that may be genetically predisposed to poor tassel characteristics.
With the harvest season now underway, he says the issue can have a significant impact on yield.
Pollination is a critical time to realize the potential of the growing corn crop. And that synchrony between pollen shed and having receptive silks on corn plants, that must occur regardless of the stress to realize the full yield potential in corn. If wrap tassels interfere with that pollination process, that yield loss can be quite significant. If farmers observe problems during the season which appear to be related to certain corn products, they really should consider choosing different products from a different genetic supplier for next season.
Cernett says farmers can contact their DeKalb Asgrow seed dealer or visit DeKalb.com for additional information. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb on Brownfield.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Well, it is 16 minutes out from the 6 o'clock hour here on WRCO Radio. Bo Henrich still with you for a little while longer. Nice to see the sun peeking back out. It was hiding behind those clouds for a little bit there. Here's Dakota Bradley with Something Like Something.
Whoa, I don't know what it is for sure, but this something like something feels nothing like nothing before.
Got a
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
100.9 WRCO.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway.
True, Juice Newton finishing the hour out. The news is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal government at a standstill for at least two more days as the stalemate in Congress continues. Republicans need as many as eight Democrats to help pass a stopgap measure. Only three Democrats have joined so far. ABC's Jay O'Brien says 750,000 federal workers are furloughed, essential workers on the job without pay.
The first round of October federal paychecks already went out this week. So luckily, that's done. If the shutdown continues into mid-October, when the next round of federal paychecks set for this month are set to go out, it would delay those paychecks. You're talking about the 14th, 15th, and 16th of this month.
Lawmakers expected to vote again Friday on a funding measure. Morocco, the latest country to see a rise in anti-government protests involving Generation Z demonstrators. Young protesters clashing with police today, denouncing budget spending for the World Cup. And acclaimed primatologist Jane Goodall has died. Her institute announced